Did you have any problem with copyright restrictions in putting your book together and quoting songs? And for Hugo, the question would be also in getting the songs to use on the anthology.
We are still in the process of being vetted. I do know that at one point when we were working with New York publishers, there was a great deal of angst about this. And I think what we've done is we let the veteran voices come through. We try and sort of contextualize it and establish the context for why people are saying what they're saying. But then we don't go on with lyric citations. We sort of have the veterans talk about a lyric or a line. And we're hopeful that since we're quoting people what they said and not quoting the song and not going into taking all the lyrics, that we won't get hammered with this, but I can't say yet for sure, because I do know that this has become a very sticky wicket in the publishing world. I know specifically that We Gotta Get Out of This Place is heavily protected. It's almost impossible to get access for that song without spending a good portion of money to be able to use it. We're hopeful because of not just the way we structured it, it's not like we've tried to fudge this, but just because of the nature of what we're communicating and sort of being the filter through which the veterans' voices originate, that it's not going to be a real problem for us, because it could be a real problem. There's a wonderful guy, terrific writer, a guy named Carl Marlantis, who's written what I think is one of the best books about Vietnam called Matterhorn. There was a song called Matterhorn by the Country Gentlemen, and one of the characters in the book is quoting from that song and is singing it in his head. Carl, because he was aware of that song, obviously he was writing the book and he had this character, wrote to the people who had ownership of that song, and they told him it was going to cost him. Here's poor Carl. He doesn't have a publisher yet. He's been writing this book since he got back for 40 years, and they tell him it's going to cost him $15,000 if he wants to quote any of the lyrics from Matterhorn. Stupid decision on their part, because, of course, he didn't have $15,000 to spend, and who knew that the book was going to be the absolute success that it has turned out to be. But can you imagine how many copies of that song they would have sold if they had just said to Carl Marlantis, sure, you can use a couple lines, just give us the credit. But because they held so firmly, I think they lost a wonderful opportunity to sell a heck of a lot of records. Go figure.
The Animals version of We Gotta Get Out of This Place, which is on such close hold, everyone agreed it was a must-have for the box set. We could not get the rights to use it, so we found a different version by Paul Revere and the Raiders. The song had to be there, but we couldn't get the one we wanted because the owner of the Animals version didn't want to play. And there are several other examples. Richard Weitz calls them the songs that are missing in action, the MIA songs. We were unable to get approval to use Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. In fact, anything by Graham Nash or Crosby, Stills, and Nash was simply not available. So there were, and this is back in 2009, there were people who simply did not want their music to be used. And I found that difficult to understand.
Sometimes I think it's the publishers and not the writers. Here Comes the Sun was supposed to be on the two Voyager spacecrafts on the gold mm-hmm. records. I guess George Harrison's publisher refused to give permission. The aliens might steal the song and make a lot of money and not pay them.
Oh, yeah.
I've been talking to Doug Bradley and Hugo Kiesing, both authors of books about the Vietnam War and popular music. Doug Bradley, who served in Vietnam, has a book coming out called We Gotta Get Out of This Place, Music, Survival, Healing, and the Soundtrack of the Vietnam War. Hugo Kiesing has a 13-CD, 300-plus-page box set called Next Stop, Vietnam, The War on Record. Thank you so much for talking to us.
John, I got to tell you what a great conversation this has been. It's always good to be in a conversation with my friend Hugo, but I've been not only impressed with your questions, but your knowledge of the music, your understanding of the era.
As I said, I'm a teacher at heart, and anytime someone will give me a forum to share some of these ideas, I'm just as happy as I can be. To me, that's what it's all about. Thanks for being part of this.